I'm here with Anya Fernald. She is the executive director of Slow Food Nation. Let's start with a history of slow food.
Slow food began in the 1980s in Italy as a response to the American fast food invasion of Italy and of Europe in general. And it was an attempt by a group of Italian journalists to really kind of reclaim their food identity and their traditional culture around food. And also just to raise awareness about the traditional Italian food culture that is in so many ways just so much healthier for our bodies and for our planet than the kind of globalized fast food culture that they were so busy trying to import.
You were saying Carlo Petrini, who started Slow Food, he was a journalist?
Carlo Petrini was a journalist. He was a wine journalist based in Piedmont, and he was also had a history in politics and in organizing and things.
And the Communist Party.
Slow food is a fundamentally anti-capitalist movement. I mean, what we're talking about is rejecting the values of commercialism, rejecting the values of profit, and talking about the values of sustainability, of awareness, of social justice, things that are just not built into an understanding of food in a capitalist culture. So I think there's a lot, you know, people bring out the communist story a lot because it is kind of like exciting and radical, but it also, I think, does kind of speak to a question of the values of what slow food represents, which are really anti-capitalist values in a lot of ways. But I like to think about it more as being celebratory values where you can express concern about things like environmental issues, social justice issues, human wellness issues through a vector of pleasure and responsibility.
And then how did it come to the U.S.?
Slow Food USA was founded in 2000 in New York, and it has had a national office there for a number of years. It's a membership association, and it's been fairly successful in that they've had growth between like 10 to 15,000 members over the past, I think, year and a half. So it's really actually picking up a lot. And they run programs, you know, similar to a lot of nonprofit type of organizational development programs, but also awareness or schools programs, things like that.
And I know Slow Food USA and Slow Food Nation, there's been some criticism of being kind of elitist, or what is this event doing to address that?
I've worked really hard to ensure that the majority of this event is free of charge, and that everything that's within the event, there's a range of prices and a range of accessibility, kind of, there's a real celebration of the diversity of our food supply. You can come into the Civic Center Plaza with $10 and come away with lunch for four. Really, you actually can. So, you know, we've worked really to ensure that the experience has something at every price. But the bigger issue here is that this food is not yet affordable, and it has a lot to do with our agricultural policy. But this food is still, you know, because of the way it's priced and how it's delivered, it unfortunately is a privilege of the elite. It's not a universal right yet, you know, and that's the challenge. But what I wanted to do was to communicate that this is affordable by having a range of primary ingredients at a range of different prices. I wanted to that the choices you can make to go slow are simple, and so all of our marketing includes things like get cooking, pack a bag lunch. You know, we live in a culture where when an American presidential candidate wants to show that they're really, really American and really one with the people, they basically they show that they're eating terrible food for us and for the environment. They go to a McDonald's, they go to a Burger King, they go to a KFC, and they have a meal with the everyman, right? And so if you think about what happened between 1940 and 2008, really, where we went from a culture where pickling was a sign of poverty, not of wealth. Making jam was a sign of poverty, having a garden. Now all those things are the privilege of the few. And you see these sort of rhapsodizing articles about jam making in the New York Times that make it sound as if, you know, you need like a PhD absolutely to be able to make jam, because it seems to be associated with these sort of second career elites. And really, we're trying to talk about how this shift is also represents huge corporate interests in, you know, somebody invested a lot of money to make Big Mac the everyman's food. And in talking about the impressions of elitism, I feel like the food movement needs to be more bold in also pushing back against the seriously vested corporate interests that have made it really the default food of America.
Thank you, Anya Fernald, Executive Director of Slow Food Nation.
It's a pleasure.
This is Jennifer Jordan with the Allegheny Front.